Chapter 133. The Chase. First Day. That night, in the mid-watch, when the old man, as his wont at intervals, stepped forth from the scuttle in which he leaned and went to his pivot-hole, he suddenly thrust his face out fiercely, snuffing up the sea air as a sagacious ship's dog will in drawing nigh to some barbarous isle. He declared that a whale must be near. Soon that peculiar odor, sometimes to a great distance given forth by the living sperm whale, was palpable to all the watch. Nor was any mariner surprised when, after inspecting the compass, and then the dog vane, and then ascertaining the precise bearing of the odor as nearly as possible, Ahab rapidly ordered the ship's course to be slightly altered, and the sail to be shortened. The acute policy dictating these movements was sufficiently vindicated at daybreak by the sight of a long sleek on the sea directly and lengthwise ahead, smooth as oil, and resembling, in the pleated watery wrinkles bordering it, the polished metallic-like marks of some swift tide rip at the mouth of a deep, rapid stream. "Man the mastheads! Call all hands!" Thundering with the butts of three clubbed handspikes on the forecastle deck, Daggoo roused the sleepers with such judgment claps that they seemed to exhale from the scuttle, so instantaneously did they appear with their clothes in their hands.